I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. In honor of St. Patrick's Day next week, I thought I'd skip the green beer and talk about Irish moss. As the winter recedes, I enjoy seeing the lush green moss that's been hiding under the snow as it clings to rocky ledges. It offers a taste of the greenness to come. The common mosses we see around our property or in natural areas are easy to grow if you have the right conditions. Most mosses like semi to full shade, moisture, and acidity. An easy way to get common moss to populate an area with these conditions is to take 1 cup of existing moss and mash it up with 2 cups of buttermilk into a watery mixture. Then, paint it on the rocks, old buckets, landscape fabric, or any surface that you want it to grow and keep well watered. In a few weeks, it should start growing. Irish moss, or Sagina sabulata, is actually not a moss, but a ground cover in the carnation family. It has a soft green lushness of moss, but also produces small white flowers. Unlike common moss, Irish moss has roots and doesn't like deep shade or excessive moisture. It grows best in part sun on well-drained, compost-amended soil, but not in a hot area. Plant it where it will get afternoon shade so it won't brown in the summer and keep the soil moist. Plant Irish moss between stepping stones or in a rock garden. In late spring, it'll produce those white flowers. So, with a little luck of the Irish, you'll have some nice evergreen moss to enjoy. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about echinacea. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.